On June 28, 1861, with the Civil War already underway, the Central Pacific Railroad of California came into formal existence. It was incorporated with Stanford as president, Huntington vice president, Hopkins treasurer, James Bailey secretary, Judah chief engineer. Their combined wealth, according to Huntington, was $159,000. Neither Congress, the state of California, nor any syndicates of capitalists had put a single penny into the corporation. California's first and greatest historian, Hubert Howe Bancroft, commented that for so stupendous and hazardous an enterprise, it appears an act of madness or of inspiration. Many said that those Sacramento merchants who had ventured upon it would sink their personal fortunes in the canyons of the Sierra. Stanford had become the Republican candidate for governor, which was still the chief political concern in California, despite the beginning of the Civil War back east. Judah wrote strong, "Election and politics so monopolize everything here now that our people have very little time to talk railroad matters. I'm trying to put my little road upon its legs, and it looks rather favorable, but, like everything else, can do nothing with it until after the election." On August 7, 1861, Judah was quoted in the Union as saying, "The problem as to crossing the Sierra Nevada has been solved."